Coming up next is the Del Harris Show. We're talking high school hoops in the greater Richmond area. Facts, interviews, analysis, and so much more with the coach. Don't touch that dial. The Del Harris Show is coming up next here on WHAP 1340.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Season 2 of the Del Harris Show, covering high school basketball in the greater Richmond area on the boys and girls side. I am your host, Coach Del Harris, along with this year two exciting new co-hosts. We figure we branch out, add a little jazz, add a little swag to the show. I just can't do it all myself, so I got two great wingmen here helping us out this year. They'll introduce themselves in a bit. Joey the Big Dog Cawthorn and Dwayne D. Wade Ganaway. So excited to have these guys join the show for all their analysis and insight as well. But again, Season 2, Del Harris Show, high school basketball already on its way. Most teams have played possibly three or four games heading into the Christmas holiday for high school tournaments and all that. But before we even get started, why we have this show, for those viewers joining us for the first time, this was something. I'm a Richmond guy, grew up in this area, loving high school hoops, and just something that we haven't had personally, to be honest with you. And that's what just wanted to bring attention to all the great high school talent in this area, coaches, players, so many Division I, Division II, Division III players on the boys and girls side have came out of this area and just didn't get maybe the recognition or get a platform to and talk about their programs. And one thing we're going to do here, we're not just going to cover the big dogs, we're going to cover everybody. Yes, we do have the big dog, but we're not going to cover, not just going to cover the top teams in the area. We're going to branch out and get to as many high school games as we can, get you some live interviews and some in-depth analysis to be knowledgeable about what's going on here in high school sports in the area. Some storylines, we'll get into that coming up here in a bit, but I think I'll pass the mic to my new co-host and just let them introduce themselves a little bit. And this show's not about me, it's a team effort, but I'll let them give a brief intro to themselves. And then I'll do the same. All right. Whoever wants to go first, the big dog, you got it.
Coach, thank you for that very generous intro for you there. Just a quick background for myself. I've been in the area for about 25 years, diehard, very passionate sports fan, most especially basketball, in particular on the prep level. One of the reasons why Coach was really, I think, excited to kind of let me be on board this year and just add a little bit more to the coverage of the local area. Just a little bit more about myself. I moved here, like I said, about 25 years ago. I grew up originally off I-40 in Tobacco Road, where you have to be a very passionate basketball fan. I did move here, as I said, about sophomore year of high school. I immediately realized I was not going to be the starting point guard at Monacan. That was taken by this guy to my right, Coach Harris. But he has taken me under his wing and really, as I said, excited to be part of the team and really looking forward to a great year. And as Del mentioned, having three people now to kind of spread our wings, it is going to allow us to see as many games as possible, see as much talent in the area as we can see, and just trying to, you know, bring awareness to all these young players in our area, like Del said, that hasn't had the opportunity before he was able to put this show together. So that's just a little bit about myself. I am going to pass it over to our other new colleague, Mr. D. Wade. Take it from here, Ganaway.
Not D. Wade at Chicago Bulls. Richmond's got their own D. Wade, all right? D, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, man. Man, I appreciate it. It's going to be a great 2016-17 campaign. Looking forward to spending some quality time with you guys. And also, enjoying what we have back in our backyard here in the Richmond area with high school girls and boys basketball. A brief history about myself. I'm originally from here. Went to Monacan, graduated in the – we'll just leave that blank for a while. graduated from Monacan and then went on to VCU for a bit and black and gold bleeds profusely through my veins. So going from Lionel Bacon to – Kendrick Warren, and all those guys. So I enjoy watching the VCU Rams to this day. So hopefully they'll have a great season. But again, just, you know, as I look at the paper and talk to colleagues and talk to friends, I did not realize we had this much talent in our backyard. And I apologize for that, for not being responsible and looking and seeing the talent we have. And I'm looking forward to learning more and gleaning from these guys about the talent we have in our area and just soaking as much as I can. Guys, I'm really stoked and really amped about, you know, seeing what we have in our area. And Dale, I'll pass it on to you.
Well, yeah, guys, again, I appreciate you guys being here. And we're family. As I said, we all grew up together, went to high school together. We're Monacan Chiefs. And it shows not about the Chiefs, even though they did win the state championship on the boys and girls side, which is a great honor.
Don't forget that, Coach.
Yeah, which is a great honor. But we're going to cover all the high schools and give everybody their just due. And again, we want to thank our sponsor, Ortho Virginia. They do a great job out in the community, you know, with sports prevention and injuries. So a show wouldn't be possible without their support of high school athletics. And, of course, we'll be here every Monday night, folks, Fox Sports, WHAP 1340, bringing the live action to you. And short and sweet about me, again, I don't like to talk about myself too much, but, again, my background from this area, Monacan High School All-District player, 4th Union Military Academy from there, All-State, All-Region player. Did a College World Tour, transferred a couple times, trying to figure it out, but played college basketball for a year at Howard Community College, enjoyed that before spending some time at Tennessee Chattanooga and graduating from Virginia State, a proud Trojan there. And then coaching career, much better coach than player, was able to be an administrative assistant under Jerry Wainwright, one of my mentors, still communicate with him weekly, would not be anywhere without him. And University of Richmond on to Virginia Military Institute. Had a chance to coach Reggie Williams, Matt Mira, Matt Coward, some of the best local talent in this area. Then also moved on to Morgan State. Had a great experience there. And then for five years, was away from town, was a head college coach at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York, and assistant athletic director. And now back at home, could not be happier to be around friends and family. I am the head boys varsity basketball coach at Collegiate and program leader. We'll talk about the Cougars a little bit. Extremely humbled and happy to be there. And I also, separate from Collegiate, I own and run the Dell Harris Basketball Academy, where we do camps, clinics, skill development. We have a mentoring program in Chesterfield County. I'm going to pull the big dog and D-Wade over there to talk to the young people. But I'm a big community guy, big hoops guy. And here we go. So now that you met everybody, just going to give a quick recap before we take a commercial break on just some of the storylines of last year. We already spoke about the Chiefs on the girls and the boys side. I mean, what can you say? I mean, I think that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And guys, chime in if you want, you know.
Well, just the thing that jumps off to me, Coach, is having, you know, a player in our area that has already committed to play for, you know, what is it, a 15-time champ at Geno? I don't think it's 15 yet, but to play for arguably the greatest, you know, women's basketball coach ever, and we've got a local product that's getting ready to go do that. I mean, that's really exciting.
Yeah, well, the young lady, Megan Walker, had a chance to spend some time with her. She was on our show last year. We definitely want to get her back. And, you know, it's not just Megan over there. They got a bunch of other talented young ladies. I think two other ladies who are going to Division I. We'll speak on that more. But very talented. And, again, you can't get much better than that, you know, with UConn and the story program there. So, obviously, with Monica winning the state championship on the girls and boys side, the boys coach R.J. Spellberg did an outstanding job, you know, as well. Oh, sorry, Dean, did you get
– No, no problem. No, I just, you know, I'm looking at L.C. Bird, you know, as I watch, you know, whether it be high school basketball or college basketball, I'm always intrigued by, as they call it, I'm going to put my quotation marks up, the floor generals. And it looks like L.C. Bird has a dynamic cast of guards that will be driving that engine over there and looking to kind of see what they do this year.
Well, you know, Coach Manns does an outstanding job. You know, he's a former Division I assistant himself, was at Radford. He's done an outstanding job with the program over there, L.C. Bird. And, you know, I like to say, you know, your point guard's your quarterback. And arguably they have the best backcourt. I think they got the best backcourt in the state. I mean, they can go with Haskins and Wiley. And again, those guys have played a lot of games together, so that means a lot. And obviously, Haskins, Mario Haskins, going to Harvard. You can't get more of a better, outstanding education there. Going to play for Tommy Amaker, so we're excited about that. But and some other storylines, you know, I mean, DeMonte Buckingham, you know, guy was Player of the Year. For a couple years, not just one. You know, that guy was winning ball games for a long time. Now he's over there locally with the Spiders and Coach Mooney. Nick Sherrod, an outstanding talent, I think all-time leading scorer in St. Chris history. He's now gone, but those two guys staying locally, which is awesome. Malik White. Another guest that we had on the show. We also had those two St. Chris guys, Sherrod and Petrie. We'll try to get Petrie and get St. Chris back again this year, but Malik White, a freshman at Providence, you know, you're playing in the Big East, you're doing something special. The kid had a great year at George Wythe. Two other guys that stick out, Dee Brunt, Georgie Pacheco, and he's actually getting some solid minutes as a freshman at Liberty. You know, so a big loss there for Dee Brunt. How do they replace him along with DeMontez Oliver, you know, 6'4", 6'5", versatile inside-outside presence who is now at Campbell. So, just, again, so much talent. Those are some of the storylines, kind of looking at how people, you know, fill those voids. And a lot of D3 talent. You know, guys like Kutch Ellis went to Christopher Newport, Corey Turner at Randolph-Macon, Evan Clark at Lynchburg. So, again, we could go on and on.
Yeah.
But a lot of talent. So what we'll do, again, just giving you a little brief intro to the show. We're excited about it. But we'll do take a quick commercial break. Then we'll come back and we'll dive into these conferences. Try to break it down, give a little preview, and we'll go from there. So, folks, don't touch that top dial. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout, and then we'll be back on the court here with a little full-court pressure. You got to watch these guys. They like to turn up a little havoc here. So, we'll be back here after this quick commercial break. Thanks.
Hungry? Try Monroe Grill, 4310 Puddle Dock Road in Prince George. Dine in, carry out, and delivery, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, delicious barbecue chicken quesadillas, pulled pork, barbecue beef briskets, and pulled chicken. Monroe Grill opens 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday. Bahamian-style delicious creamy crab soup and mac and cheese. Daily specials at Monroe Grill. Call 722-3654.
We're back live here at Fox Sports 1340. I'm Dwayne Ganaway, D-Waste, as they like to call me. I'm going to go ahead and delve into Conference 3, guys. I'm looking forward to a lot of talent within Conference 3. Right now you're looking at Cosby, Thomasdale, Manchester as the top three, kind of the cream of the crop within Conference 3. Cosby's got a stud over there.
Yeah, they got a kid, the
Caden
Nashdowie. I mean, he two-sport athlete. This kid, without a doubt, could be a Division I caliber college player on the basketball and volleyball side. I believe they played the state championship game. I mean, he's very talented, very versatile. Already this year, he's already had a couple double-doubles, and we're talking strong double-doubles. We're talking like 25 and 12,
right.
You know, 23 and 14. And he was a Player of the Year last year. They'll, okay. They'll go as far as he takes them. Coach Carr does a great job over there. They lost a little bit, so it'll be interesting to see how they match up, you know, going into the year. And the young man's brother plays at Citadel, so the pedigree's there. And
sure.
One of the best players in the area.
He's a forward, but they have an outstanding guard, Maurice Cole, a kind of nice little tandem they have there.
No, I like him. Again, they're well coached. You know, they won some ball games last year. They had good success. They were in the playoffs, made a long run. And, again, you know, you'll hear this a lot, some of the storylines, you know, just how some of these new faces respond to a new role. But Nashdowie, pound for pound, one of the best and most talented, versatile bigs in there. Had the opportunity to coach the man AAU, so I know what he can do.
Yeah, definitely. I need to try to get over there myself, folks. I encourage you to get over there and catch this. This kid looks like he's going to be a problem over there.
Oh,
in a good way, but we say a problem. In a good way.
He can hope.
Thomasdale comes in as the kind of second preview team. What are you looking for from Thomasdale, Coach?
First-year coach, Coach Byerson, and I think this is special. Again, this is the reason why we do the show. You know, again, we're not going to talk about our age, but growing up around here, you know, here comes a guy who played at Thomas Dale, had a great college career, and now he's back with the program. So, you know, there's nobody that knows Thomas Dale basketball better than Coach Byerson. So I know they're off to an early start. I've talked to some coaches already, haven't seen them in action, but and, you know, they were pretty good last year. You know, Coach Walker did a great job with them, so he had some pieces to work with. And they're going to be a tough out, man. They play hard, traditionally known as a football school.
Sure.
But I look for them to be a team to watch, a team on the rise, definitely.
Yeah, I remember Thomas Dale coming to high school beating us with Ken Ochsenknott. So I definitely remember Thomas Dale. You know, they went 9-13 last year, but it looks like they have a lineup of seniors and pretty much versatile athletes.
Yeah, no, they will be I think they have a lot of good pieces. No, they'll be tough defensively, and that's probably one of those sleeper teams. Keep eye on the night.
Okay. And Manchester rounds out that early top three. Has three top scorers back in Nathaniel Hutton, Colin Harden, and Justin Hall. But they may lack a little size on the inside. What do you think?
Yeah, second-year coach. And, you know, again, a second-year coach, really your second year is your first year. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
That first season, you're trying to implement your game plan. Everything's so new. You're trying to learn the school. You're trying to adjust to the culture, all that. So I expect Manchester to be much improved. They got a great backcourt. You know, I like the Hutton kid. He's every bit of a D3 ODAC-type guard.
Mm-hmm.
I expect you see him playing Division III somewhere. Great feel for the game. He can score it. And then Colin Harden, remember that name.
Okay.
He's a two-sport athlete, wide receiver. But he had a couple 24-point games.
Cool.
You know, big dog D-Wade, you'll love watching this kid. Inside out, he can shoot it. And he's one of the most talented your talented sophomores in the area. He can fill it up. Yeah, so big-time backcourt for those guys.
Great. So that's Conference 3, and rounding out Conference 3 is James River, Clover Hill, and Franklin County. What do they need to do to kind of knock on the door, as it were, within Conference 3?
Yeah, you know, James River, first-year coach, Andrew Blazer.
Okay.
Me and Coach Blazer go back when I was at the University of Richmond under Coach Wainwright, administrative assistant. Coach Blazer was a manager. So we kind of come from the same root. We got a little history, and they'll be well coached. They'll be well coached. They did a great job over there. He's got a great coaching staff. A young man, Logan, a talented sophomore point guard. He's got great young talent.
Okay.
And they've all already off to a good start. I think they're 3-1. I had a tough loss to Glenn Allen, where Coach Blazer came from.
Okay.
But I like James River. I think they'll be able to compete as well. They're going to be well coached. Franklin, they're going to be okay. It's going to be tough for them, really going to be tough for them to compete. But again, I mean, night in and night out, it's anybody's ball game. You know, I think this league will be probably one of the most balanced, you know, of the leagues, of the conferences, excuse me. So, yeah, definitely be something to watch. And then Clover Hill, I mean, they lost the Dillard kid, you know. I mean, he was one of the best guards in the area.
He's a Bird now, right?
Yeah, so now Bird's big two just became a big three. So,
right.
You know, that'll be interesting to watch. Again, could be tough for Clover Hill and Franklin, but, again, you don't play the games on paper. You don't play the games on ranking. You know, you play the game on the hardwood.
Right.
So, but, no, that's a great preview of that conference.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
So. Over to the big dog. You got it, man. What do we got up next?
Well, Coach, we're going to talk about Conference 11. And I know we've got some maybe some older viewers like myself who are more familiar with that Capital, the Dominion, those old districts that we were so familiar with. So just to run down the teams in Conference 11, Henrico, Hermitage, Mills Godwin, Deep Run, Tucker, Douglas Freeman, Glenn Allen, and Lee Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the teams that now consist of that new Conference 11. And the teams that obviously are just jumping off the page immediately, I would have to say, are Henrico and Hermitage. Now, we obviously know that those two teams have already played this year,
mm-hmm.
And that was a pretty big result for Henrico.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did have something to prove. Obviously, Vance Harmon just been such a great job at Henrico for such a long time now, obviously from the Virginia Union. And let's not forget, they did lose DeMonte Buckingham.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, he is now playing for the Spiders and Chris Mooney right down the road. So they have a whole new starting five. But one thing you know Harmon's going to do, He's going to have that pressing style. He's going to create, you know, I hate to use the word havoc, but he's going to create a lot of havoc there. And it definitely seemed to pay dividends in that first game against Hermitage, which I think was a statement game. What's your assessment about Henrico, Coach?
Well, Henrico's well coached again. You know, we had him on the show last year. I got the utmost respect for Coach Harmon and the way he runs his program. We'll travel over there later this year to his Christmas tournament. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but we'll travel over there. What jumps out at me in this league is, and you know, we've talked about this already. Style, play, tempo, because everybody brings something different. You know, Henrico is going to go. You know, they'll press you. They'll take advantage of mismatches.
Yep.
They got the big fella inside, DeMarco Suggs. I really like him. He's been offered by Lincoln, has several other Division II schools recruiting him. But after Suggs, they're 6 foot and under almost.
Yeah.
You know, they got a kid, Zion, I really like. He's a good shooter. He's like a 6'3 kind of post player. After that, everybody's under 6 foot.
Yeah, I know Jones and Morris are, you know, they're really good guard play, but, yeah, it is a little undersized, as you mentioned.
Yes. So, you know, that'll be interesting to see how they play. They shoot a lot of threes. They push it. Young man JoJo, who was actually a point guard at Hermitage last year, is now there at Henrico. And remember this name, Tamon Jones. I really like this kid. He can flat out go. He can shoot it from deep. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. Kind of remind you of, you know, high regards here, but like the NBA version, the Celtics, that Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
That's how this guy plays. So I really like him. He's been recruited by several Division I, Division II. It's a no-brainer. So they'll be as good as, you know, they'll go as far as he takes them as far as Henrico is concerned.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, Coach Harmon's got to be ecstatic at how they've really started the season here.
Yeah, that early one was a 20-point. I was at that game. Was a 20-point win, and I know, you know, we're moving on next to the next school, Hermitage and Godwin, but their style of pressing was really a problem for Hermitage, where they implemented their will.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you are kind of touching on Hermitage here, Coach, because a lot of people were saying that they could potentially, you know, win this conference this year,
mm-hmm.
and with that statement Henrico made, you know, what has Coach Robbie Wright got to do? I know he's got a lot of adversity at Hermitage this year. Ramon Williams is already out with injury. They lost Robbie Osborne to Hampton. So, you know, it's only the second year. As you say, that second year is almost the first year. What can he do to try and get them on track and show that they can compete?
Well, you know, Coach Rice, I know him well. I had the opportunity to coach him. Again, I'm dating myself. But he is one of the better young coaches in the area. You know, a humble guy. The guy does his homework now. You know, he has his team prepared, scout reports. You know, they'll be well coached and ready to play. Also one of the better assistants over there, too, Nick Bird. He's just got a great coaching staff. They do it the right way. But I look for them. I think defense is going to be their identity this year. That first loss to Henrico, I think, and I know I've talked to Coach Rice, I think he would rather fly under the radar. More so, and now he's got the expectations of being a team to beat.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's tough to fly under the radar when you're, you know, predicted to, you know, potentially win the conference.
Yeah, you know, he was coach of the year last year, you know, something he wouldn't like to talk about, but they got a good team. You know, I love Rocky Pearson. He's one of the best pound-for-pound shooters in the league. I'll put him up with anybody. He's really expanded his game now. He can handle. He's got great size. There's no doubt he's a next-level collegiate player. And they're a team that just has a lot of different pieces, so they can do a lot of things, you know, their length, their size. So I like them. I like them a lot, very close with that program. But you lose a guy like Robbie Osborne. I mean, Robbie Osborne had games of 31-10, you know, I mean, 33-16. You know, that's hard to replace. And that young man, another, we talk about the talent in this area, he walked on at Hampton.
Yeah.
So he might play his way into a scholarship. That's how talented he is. So, and again, you never want to see anybody get hurt, but the loss of Ramon, that's hard. And hopefully he can get back. I don't know how severe the knee injury is, but he was a kid, again, getting a lot of Division II, Division III looks. It's a college player that's now not in your starting lineup.
The best thing about being young when you're injured, you know, your body is going to heal a lot quicker than, you know, me or you or I.
I mean, are we back to dating ourselves again here? Folks, we're all 21, all right? We just turned 21.
And, Coach, just before we do, finish up Conference 11, I would, you know, want to get your feedback a little on Godwin, because I feel like we do need to touch on them. They're one of the biggest teams in the area. We do have to specifically talk about size when we do talk about Godwin. Now, they have lost some starters from last year, but when you've got, five, six players that, you know, at least 6'3", 6'4", I believe Dean Smith used to say, you can't coach 7 foot. So you can't coach height. That's one thing you can't do. So I'll look for Hunter Thomas to, you know, have them playing well this year. And I believe his son Dylan is going to be playing the point for him as well.
You know, he's a heck of a player. They're well coached. We had the opportunity to scrimmage them early in the year. And again, it just goes back to my main point with styles and the tempo, you know. So, Henrico is going to play fast paced, and they got little guards. And then Hermitage has some of everything, and they want to be more defensive oriented. And then you got a team here who's going to slow it down. They're going to run a continuity, very methodical offense. They can shoot the ball well, and they're big. So, they have the size advantage, probably one of the, you know, bigger size advantages than any team in this greater Richmond area. So, very disciplined, well coached. They shoot it well. I love the Thomas kid. You know, anytime you're a coach's son, you know how to play.
Yeah, fundamentals are going to be there.
Yeah. So, early, you know, the preseason pick is permitted, but between those three, again, who imposes their style, who imposes their will? But watch out for Godwin.
Yeah, I would say just after the eye test so far, it's tough to go against Henrico.
You know, the thing, and I've talked to several coaches about this, you know, when you've been on top for so long, you know, it's just like the Patriots, just like the Spurs, whatever sport is, like these kids coming up, when they're sophomores or they're on JV, all they saw was the varsity win.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an expectation there. There's a culture there. So you're not almost beating a team. You're beating a culture.
Yeah,
you're beating
an institution, yeah.
That's it. You know, so those kids over there at Henrico, I don't care whether it's 1.6 on the clock and they're down 4. They think they're going to win. So that's one of the things that that Hermitage and Godwin and the others I know you're going to speak about here in a little bit, that's what they got to beat. You got to go over there and beat those kids in their mindset.
Yeah, and, just kind of finish off Conference 11. You know, there are still some more talented teams in there. Obviously, Deep Run has, you know, lost Pacheco, which was a big loss. Lee Davis lost all 5 starters. Freeman lost all 5 starters. I believe Glenn Allen lost 4 to 5 starters. What can some of these, teams that aren't predicted to finish as high as we think in the conference can do?
Well, the first thing I'll say, I know all those coaches well, and they're all well coached. So anytime you're well coached, you got a chance, you know. A Deep Run, a new coach. Coach Hayes takes over for Coach Kasem, who Coach Kasem did a great job. I mean, Coach Kasem took those guys all the way on a great tournament run with, they lost, 2 Division I players, Pacheco and Oliver, and then losing Evan Clark, who was Mr. Everything for him, a Division III player. So they lost a lot. But so Coach Hayes, though, he inherits, again, pound for pound, we're throwing this around. You know, you see this theme here. Backcourt, you know, Kamani Donovan, he had 30 the other night against Hanover. So Kamani Donovan could lead the area in scoring. He's just that talented. Had a chance to coach that young man as well, too. And his role model, he likes Allen Iverson. That's how he likes to model his game after. So, you know, we know AI could get cooking.
And I know they're real high on Curtis Cooper there at Deep Run as well. So
yeah, no, you're right. Cooper, he's a Division III guard, left-handed kid, very quick. Been on varsity for several years. So, again, they'll be as good as their backcourt takes them as far as Deep Run's concerned. Lee Davis, Coach Bishop, Chad Bishop does a great job over there. He lost a lot.
Yeah, you lose 5 starters, you know, whether you're Duke or, the Spurs.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to have some attrition there probably.
No doubt. That's a challenge. So, but they'll be right in it. Night in, night out, they'll be prepared. Moving on, else in that league. Freeman. Well, Freeman, Coach Papert, I mean, he's a legend. You know, he's been there for years. They'll run good stuff. Their kids will be well coached. They shoot it well. I know they had their Freeman tournament early this year already, and they've already played some good competition. So tough place to play. They got great crowd support over there, so you can't count them out. But he'll have a talented group, probably not on the upper echelon as the others, but still, I think they'll be tough at home.
Yeah, again, we'll lose all five stars, you know, Freeman as well. That's going to be a lot of scoring and rebounding to replace.
Mm-hmm. And then I like Glenn Allen. Don't sleep on Glenn Allen. Yes, the second year coach. They'll do a good job. They'll be tough to beat. We're going to travel over there a little bit later this year, play them in a Christmas tournament at Glenn Allen that they're hosting. I think Hermitage will be in that one, too.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
So that'll be exciting. But they got some talented guard play, which I really like. And they had an early good win this year over James River. So don't count Glenn Allen out. Don't count Glenn Allen out in that bottom half. I look for them to make a push up into that top three. And then J.R. Tucker has been tough over there. They do a good job. Just not the stud,
yeah.
Maybe, you know, not that the talent's not good, don't get me wrong, but not the Division I talent that maybe some of these other schools have. So I think they're just going to have to find ways to win and find ways to stay in ball games.
Well, when you're playing, you know, Hermitage and Ryko Godwin that deep of a conference, they got to do what they can to try and make that happen.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, that was a quick breakdown. We're halfway there. We'll come back with two other conferences and the private schools and keep rolling. So, again, folks, don't step away. Stay here with the action. Go get you a quick Coke a little bit or get you some popcorn. Come right back. We'll be right here with the Dale Harris Show here on Fox Sports WHAP 1340.
All right. Welcome back, folks. Thanks for staying with us again on Fox Sports 1340. D-Wade here, again here with you. And we're going to address Conference 12. Conference 12. If you're taking notes with us, open your notepad, your legal pads, and we're going to address Conference 12. Have L.C. Byrd, Verona, Highland Springs, Metoaga, Meadowbrook, and Prince George rounding out Conference 12. Looks like L.C. Byrd is the cream of the crop. We touched on earlier, Coach, the importance of having those floor generals. When you have one, that's good. When you have two, that's pretty good. When you have three, I mean, you're in good hands. Like also, you're in good hands if you have three floor generals. And, you know, L.C. Byrd looks to be a problem. You know, Mario Haskett, Jaquan Wiley, Pinky, he's good. And Jalen Dillon, who transferred from Clover Hill. Mm-hmm. Tell us about L.C. Byrd.
We spoke about it earlier. I mean, they're just as good as anybody. I mean, this is there's high expectations over there. There should be. I think they have a chance to cut down the net. And, you know, even talking about local talent, how about Kenny Williams? Kenny Williams, the former L.C. Byrd superstar who is now getting some great minutes with the Tar Heels his sophomore year, has really got his body in shape and getting some solid contributing minutes there in Coach Williams' lineup. But to the immediate Skyhawks right now, I mean, Coach Manns is outstanding. Their experience, they've been there. You know, a lot of times I think they'll just be playing against themselves, you know, not to make mistakes. And again, when you have a senior oriented group who played in a lot of games, you get good guard play. There's a sense of calmness. They play with pace. They're under control. I don't think these guys will panic much.
Right.
But, you know, it's their league. It's their conference to win. They've already made an early statement with beating Bryan earlier this year in the first showdown. I was at that game last year. I didn't see the one this year when Bryan went over to L.C. Byrd, and it was a barn burner. So they're just good. The guard play, I mean, you hope that you catch them on an off night or you get them in foul trouble. You can't box them one. You can't box them two. So, you know, you got to guard all three of those dudes. And they got some good big plays, too, so it's not just those three guards. But they're the cream of the crop. I expect them to be at the end of the day. This should be a state championship run for these guys. They should be right there.
Sure. And Verona's right behind them. They return Kenneth Sutherland. Mm-hmm. Andre Watkins is back. So you have a post player, 6'7", and Sutherland, and Andre Watkins, you know, great in the backcourt. They actually were tested earlier this year, very early this year, and got a one-point win over Henrico.
Big win over Henrico. You know, the big dog just talked about how talented Henrico was, and a big one-point win on some down-the-stretch free throws. You know, and in this conference, I mean, there's college players loaded in this conference. You know, we talked about Haskins who's going to Harvard. Wiley is every bit of a Division I point guard. He's just a sleeper right now.
Right.
I expect him to play Division I ball somewhere. Dillard, same thing. He's on the collegiate level. And then you go to Verona, you know, Andre Watkins, 6'2", 6'3", probably one of the best defenders in the area, long, athletic. Coach Andrew Lacy played at Bridgewater. He does a great job. He's always prepared. They do a little matchup zone over there. They'll press you a little bit. He'll throw some wrinkles. And so Watkins is the floor general. Again, I love the way he plays. He had 18 the other night against Henrico. He shows up in big games. So, your big-time player, your old cliche, big-time player step up in big-time games, and this is something that he does. So I really like Watkins. I like their other surrounding pieces. And then Sutherland, baby Blake Griffin. He's left-handed. He's all over the rim, super athlete, several Division II looks as well. So kind of those two, their big two, maybe against the other big three, and see what the role players do to contribute to that.
Sure. And rounding out that kind of early top three, as it were, the Springer from Highland Springs. Now, filling big shoes is a big deal, but it looks like Reggie Tennyson is up to the challenge.
Yeah,
he's replacing Coach Lancaster over there.
Coach Lancaster, one of the best, did it for several years, influenced so many young men, and women, just a standard of excellence over there at Highland Springs. So, and again, Coach, you can't replace a George Lancaster. So, Coach Tennyson is going to be his own guy. He's going to use some stuff. He was on the sidelines with Coach Lancaster over there. So, Coach T is going to, he's going to do what he does. He's going to keep things a lot similar, but try to implement things in his own way. They're talented. But first, congratulations to those guys winning the state football championship.
Right. Congratulations, guys. Heck of a game. What, a touchdown with 26 seconds left out there?
A football factory over there. The great. So, again, kudos to those guys winning the high school, that state championship in football. But back to the hardwood, they'll be good. They'll be good.
They got Ramger and Pollard leading scorers back, right?
Yeah, we scrimmaged them a little bit too. Went over there collegiate. They played very well against, of course, it was a scrimmage. We didn't have our football guys. They didn't have their football guys. But I was able to see how talented they are.
Sure.
Not the big names, college player-wise that the other two have. But a tough place to go over there on a Friday night. They'll pack that gym. They'll get some love. They'll get some support. And I think they'll be right there. New coach. So again, we talked about that first year,
right?
Really not being your first year because you're trying to implement that so much, and it's a transition. But College Springs, well coached, they'll be right there.
Right. And rounding out the College 12, Matoaka, Meadowbrook, and Prince George. Matoaka looks like they have two returning seniors in Tyree Carrier and Terrence Whitfield. What do you expect from the rest of Conference 12?
Love Whitfield. Love Whitfield. He's a two-sport athlete, big-time receiver. I would think he's going to be playing college football somewhere.
Right.
They're athletic. They'll press. They got some good guard play. I saw them this year at summer camp. So they're pretty they're a good ball club. They're a good ball club. I think they'll be right there. And then also Meadowbrook. Keep an eye on Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook.
Coley's over there, right? 6'6".
Yeah.
Got a little athleticism.
Yeah, no, I like him. Coach Oliver does a good job, but don't sleep on them. They're one of those teams that traditionally, Meadowbrook's had good talent. They get good athletes. Coach Oliver does a good job. They got some good young talent, and that young talent, they've kind of thrown them into the fire. So they've thrown them into the fire, so they've been on varsity for a little bit. So keep an eye on them. Yeah, don't you, if you see an upset, I'm not going to say it's an upset, so keep an eye on the Monarchs. I definitely like what they have, and I think they'll be able to compete.
It looks like Prince George, they're young. They actually had the JV team that was 15-3 last year, I think.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of those guys are coming up together in the ranks, as it were, to the varsity level. What are you looking for from Prince George this year?
Tough place to play, that's one. tough to go down to Prince George and win. And then – the big fella inside Chapels. We're talking 6'9", 300 pounds. He's coming off an injury. I've heard good early reviews. Haven't had a chance to lay my eyes on the Royals yet. He's a monster.
Yeah.
So nobody else can match up with him pound for pound. So if they can slow it down and pound it inside, you talk about how good Bird's guards are, well, they don't have a monster like that inside.
Right.
You know, so if he's cleaning up the glass, they're pounding it inside, who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
And then with the addition, sorry to interject, but if you don't leave out Tevin Tucker and Malik Nash, they bring a little athleticism as well.
Yeah.
To create problems.
Yeah, no, they have good guard play over there. I saw those two young men. We had a big event here. Dallas Basketball Academy had a thing called the evaluation.
Okay.
And there we had some of the top local high school talent in the area. We had about 60 kids. We had 30 coaches from the D2, D3 level, and about 10 high school coaches help out. So that was really a platform to see what a lot of these guys can do.
Yeah.
And seeing those two young men, pretty talented. So don't count Prince George out, especially at Prince George.
Okay.
Would be tough.
Hostile environment then?
Yeah, well, yeah, hostile environment, but it's they got a home court advantage. You know, I mean, the not in a bad way, but the gym's a little dim.
Okay.
You know, the rims are a little different.
Okay.
So that's where the conference tournament was last year. So that's where, you know, the deep run Verona game was. That Elsie Bird game was there, and Ryko last year. So. Different place to play.
Yeah,
different place to play in a good way for the Royals.
Any dead spots like the old garden out there? Or?
Yeah, I think Coach got a couple dead spots there. Yeah, their colors are green, so yeah, that's a great reference right there.
Great insight, Coach.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that rundown of the conference, D-Wade. I'm going to take it on over to Conference 26 now.
Ooh, it's a big boy.
Yeah, and round it out. And obviously, we're not going to touch on this conference without starting off with John Marshall and Hopewell right at the top. Pretty perennial powerhouses in our area for quite some time. Just to round out the rest of the conference before I do touch on these teams, Coach, we've got Armstrong, Thomas Jefferson, George Witt, Petersburg, and Spotsylvania. Before I get too much in depth from you, Coach, obviously I want to just hit on John Marshall to start off. Head coach Ty White, got to be really pleased with what he's got this year. He's got Greg Jones coming back, very highly touted, about 6'6", 6'7".
Monster.
And then, obviously, they've mixed in just a little 6'10 freshman named Mr. Isaiah Todd, who apparently is already attracting offers from Virginia, Kansas, amongst others.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, Coach White does a great job. Hey man, it's ready, set, go. I mean, it's like the Kentucky Derby over there. You know, he just got to let those guys out of the stable and let them go. You know, so Greg Jones is pound for pound. You know, he's one of the best players in the area. He's going to challenge for that. He's a player of the year type candidate. Good guy's got a grown man, Division I body. He's going to JMU next year. And an excellent student. He excels on and off the court. So that's something you always want to see. Great rebounder. He's fierce, so he'll be strong. And the Todd kid's special. He's special inside, outside. Again, yeah, he's got some big-time Division I schools looking at him. So they'll be right there. You know, they were at the Siegel Center last year.
Yeah.
I want him to be back again. You know, the only thing of the Todd kid, he is a freshman. You know, so, I mean, let's let the kid go through some growing pains. You know, I mean, some, you know, people make some freshman mistakes and all that, but however, he's just as talented as any other junior and senior in the area now. Another kid, there's a kid, DeMar McCray, I like. A very talented young player. They bumped up on varsity last year.
Okay.
Had a monster dunk the other night. It attacks the rim. So, hey, it's the Justice's league to win.
Yes, and obviously we know LeVar Allen's going to give him some good backcourt play as well to kind of mix in with all that height.
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, if there is a team that will challenge him, Coach, it's going to be Hopewell. Now, we know there are some changes at Hopewell this year. We got a new head coach, Coach Elvin Edmonds. Now, he inherited some talent. Now, this was a team that was a runner-up in 3A last year. So we know they've got some tradition, as I've already touched on. Now, what Edmonds did inherit, he's got the big twins. So tell me a little bit about them, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're talking 6'8", 6'6". Young men played varsity last year. They're young. They're juniors. Those are their two guys, you know, those twins, Jefferson twins. So I like them a lot. They're long, they're athletic. Again, you know, those guys played in the Siegel Center last year too. So, you know, we covered that game on Fox Sports. So they're talented. New coach, though. New coach. Things kind of happened late, so it wasn't like he got the job early in the year during the summer, you know. So implementing his system could be a challenge. But Hopewell and John Marshall, again, those will be two big games. Mark that on your calendar. Mark that on your schedule, folks. When John Marshall, when the Justices and the Blue Devils lock horns, that'll be a game you want to be at. There'll be tons of Division I players on the court.
Yeah, and, you know, just the round up Hopewell there, you got to think just being the runner-up last year, that's a long summit. You know, that's you know, some of those kids, that you don't forget that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you want to come back and, you know, try and not just duplicate that, but go one better. So we'll see if Hopewell does have it in them this year. As we mentioned, that's the cream of Conference 26, Coach, in our opinions. But let's touch on Armstrong a little bit. If there is a third team that could get into the mix, I know you're big on Coach Watts and what he has been able to do over there at Armstrong. So just tell me a little bit about them, Coach.
And I, you hear me say this a lot. I don't mean to be repetitive, but it's just true. Tough place to play. Tough to go over to Armstrong on a Friday night, Tuesday night, and get a W, you know. Outstanding guard play. I love Brian Harris. He's as tough as anybody. Don't let his size fool you. 5'8", 5'9". I mean, he's a as a kid, like I say, he's a tough dog. He is. This kid can go. I really like him. They'll be as good as he takes them. He's their floor general. They got some talented young men who transferred from some different schools as well in there. So I like Armstrong. I actually saw them early in the year in a scrimmage against Hermitage. And, you know, Armstrong came out on that.
Yeah.
You know, and Hermitage is a good ball club. So they'll, because of their guard play, and they got some size too now. They have some pieces. They have some pieces. Can they break the will of those other teams who have traditionally won?
Yeah, I know Coach Watts, he may not have the depth that he's had in, you know, previous years. So that might, if there is a concern, a challenge, Marshall or Hopewell, that might be, you know, an area where they just don't have the depth that the other teams got.
Yes, and I would say maybe size and strength
at
every position, you know. I mean, Armstrong more, you know, lightning guard quick, more athletic that way, not the big bulk and strength of John Marshall and Hopewell.
Gotcha. And, Coach, you know, if you did have any, you know, anyone could challenge those three between TJ, Whit, Petersburg, Spotsylvania, anyone that you, you know, think – you know, could do that, or anyone that you want to keep your eye on, Doris?
Well, never count out George Wiss. I mean, you know, they are always well coached. Coach Coker, he's a former college coach, was at Virginia Union. You know, he's won a state championship, so those things mean something.
Yeah.
You know, those things, those intangibles mean something. You know, they lost to Malik White kid, who we talked about, who's at Providence, so some big shoes to fill there, but they got good guard play. And they're not going to be intimidated by any of those teams.
Yeah.
You know, so they'll be ready. So don't count out the Bulldogs. I know they're off to a good early start. Thomas Jefferson, I know Dee mentioned him earlier, coached by Kendrick Warren.
Right.
So, you know, they'll be right there. Thomas Jefferson, they do a good job. They'll also be in that Glenn Allen tournament earlier, too. Petersburg, not the talent, again, that some of these upper echelon teams have. But the Crimson Wave, too, tough to go down there. You know, they'll be tough at home. And in Spotsylvania, they lost a really good player, I think the Spotswood kid, who was a college player. So, you know, they lost a lot. It'll be tough to get up with that upper echelon of the league.
So pretty much Marshall or Hopewell's, you know, stick with tradition. It's going to be tough to DC either one of them, you think?
Yeah. That's where I'll go. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, that was a great rundown of Conference 26, Coach.
And we'll run down real quick. We'll hit these private schools up. We'll take a quick. Oh, did we do Conference 20? We skipped.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Oh, let's roll. Let's do it. Let's keep rolling.
Let's keep rolling. Conference 20, real quick. We have Powhatan, Hanover, Dinwiddie, Midlothian, Huguenot, and I'm gonna probably date myself a little, but I'm gonna go kind of AKA what Vanessa Williams said in that song, "Save the best for last." I know. All right. So Monacan, I'm gonna save Monacan last, the best for last. The 4A state champions from last year, they look to be, you know, bounce back and have another repeat year this year. But, you know, Huguenot's got a transfer from George with Kabir Shabazz. He's going to be playing along. Keon Lewis, Powhatan will, you know, be a little young, but they have four sophomores and five juniors. Dinwiddie has one starter returning from last year. And then also I think they have a transfer, David Gant from Hopewell. What do you think about that? That happened. We'll switch it up a little bit.
We're going to do everybody justice. I'm sure we'll have a lot of these guys on the show from this conference. And I do think it's Monahan and everybody else. The Parham kid, I mean, he was the point guard. Wallace Washington, he got your starting back quarterback. Here we go. Just like Bird, just like Deep Run. So, you know, this theme again of solid backcourts. Coach Spellsberg does a great job over there. Obviously, they lost Darren Peterson, who's at Fort Union Military Academy, playing great ball. Young man left with four Division II offers. And then also Nick Parks, who's playing at Christopher Newport, who's a top 10 Division III team in the country. So they did lose a lot, but they still got a lot the same, you know, back. So I expect Monahan to be right there. I think Dinwiddie to challenge them. They struggled with Dinwiddie last year. I know Dinwiddie beat them. So I would think Dinwiddie, but Dinwiddie lost a lot.
Right.
You know, Dinwiddie lost some pieces. So I really think Monahan and Huguenot comes to mind. You know, they got a new gym over there. They redid the school over there.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful school. Coach Jones, Bo Jones Sr. does a great job. Bo Jones Jr., we know him well. The former Rams standout, coaches the girls. So Monahan, Huguenot, Dinwiddie, they're in the mix for me. I think everybody else is kind of just coming with a close second. They're going to have to do some things. Not saying they can't, but I think they're going to have to do some things to put themselves in the upper echelon, and that's your Palatans and your Midlothians.
Sure. And then, like I said, not to leave out the other three, Hanover loses Jason Wade. He actually transferred to Trinity, but also they return Nolan Keller and Nick Zona. Midlothian, they actually have four starters returning. We'll say they have good depth, but maybe a little bit small. What do you think about those two schools?
Well, Coach Burrell does a great job. He runs a great tennis program over there too, outstanding program. But he's also the boys basketball coach. He's had a tough time with some injuries and some kids leaving, so it's good to see him have some returners back. You know, he's trying to build a solid program over there. Does it the right way. I think they'll be better. I think they'll be better than they were last year. But again, hard for them to break into that upper echelon. And as we know, going to Monahan, you know, that Monahan Midlothian is a rivalry.
Sure.
So, you know, who knows what will happen in a rivalry game over there.
Right. And we know who dominates that rivalry as well.
Yeah.
10 seconds. Just expound a little bit more on Monahan. They have three stars from last year's state championship team in Parham, who's a player to watch, in my opinion, Wallace Washington and Trayvon McPhail. Another thing where they show that the JV team played together, and now they're all moving up to that varsity rank. So they look to have a tight-knit group on the varsity staff, and then coming up from the JV, another tight-knit group coming up from the JV squad.
Mm-hmm. Well, Monahan's got a new gym. They got a brand-new gym over there, so I know they'll be excited about that. And Parham's pound for pound one of the best players in the area, so I put him up there with everybody. He's been offered by Virginia Union, been offered by Virginia State, rightfully deserved. And, he possibly could go higher, you know.
Right.
But he's a talented kid who can just great feel, great pace, always in control. So I really like what he has to offer, and they'll be right there. And then Hanover's just losing the Wade kid. Wade's at Trinity now. I'm not looking forward to probably seeing him possibly 3 to 4 times over there in the same league with us at Collegiate. But it's just a big loss. I mean, you know, almost like a smaller scale, almost like a Russell Westbrook type guy, like OKC losing Westbrook. Here's your triple-double guy.
Right.
So big shoes to fill for Hanover. Not saying they can't do it, though. So, you know, some other guys.
No, I was just saying that was a fantastic approach of our old conference there.
Yeah.
No longer the Dominion anymore, gentlemen.
So we'll finish up here real quick and with a quick rundown of the private schools. D-Wade, you want to just throw that out there a little bit, and I'll give a quick little feedback here as we get towards the end.
A couple schools we'll hit on: Benedictine, Blessed Sacrament, St. Chris, Trinity Episcopal, as you just briefly touched on, Stewart School. Actually, I heard some news that Collegiate has a new coach. I don't know, maybe you can tell me about that guy. Collegiate's all as well in that league. Tell us about the private school, as you probably have a lot of expertise within that realm.
Well, I think Trinity is very talented. Coach Hamlin has a big-time roster over there. He's got four Division I players.
Unbelievable.
I don't think there's anybody in the area that has that. Not too many teams in the state that has that. So, I love Aaron Duhart. Duhart is an everything guard for them. The young man is committed to West Point. I think he has an injury now, so hopefully not too severe, but I think he's going to miss some extended time, so that is a loss for them. The young man, Jason Wade, I love what he does. He's got a college bill. You're going to walk in the gym right away and know he's a big-time guard.
Yeah.
Father played at Old Dominion. He's been offered by Old Dominion and some others. So he's just as good as everybody else, pound for pound. Then you have the big guy, Armando Bacot, who everybody's talked about, sophomore. Big fella, 6'8", runs the floor. I was at Virginia's practice earlier this year, saw him there. I know he's visited Virginia, he's visited Duke, he's visited Carolina.
Yeah.
This guy's got serious offers,
And, Coach, he really looks like he's starting to grow into that body, too.
Yes, starting to grow in the body, lost some of that baby fat, has good hands, runs the floor well. So, he's going to be a load, man. He's just going to be as good as any big in the area, hands down.
Zach Jacobs kind of rounds out that incredible four there.
So, you got Jacobs and Jones going to JMU.
Right.
So, hats off to the Dukes, new coach up there with recruiting this area.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's a young man who transferred in from Maggie Walker. We had him on the show last year, well-spoken, would love to get him back. But he's just as good as anybody here, pound for pound, he's inside, outside threat. So, Trinity's loaded, and they got another kid over there, Malik, who's a Division III guard. I really like him. Played probably one of the better defenders in the area, Malik Merritt.
Yeah.
Benedictine. Coach Churchwell does a great job. Starts with Aaron Folks. Aaron Folks, senior guard, definitely a next-level collegiate player. Also, the big fella, John Sally. I love John Sally. 6'11". He's got some scholarship offers as well. Had a chance to work with him a little bit in the offseason. Love the way he runs the floor. Very coachable. Justin Henry, very talented young man as well, inside, outside, great body. Really like what Henry does. And they got another kid, Demetrius. I like him. He's about 6'6", 6'7". Also kind of reminds you of that Jacobs build. So he'll be right there as well. St. Chris, he was on the cover of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Alex Petrie,
sure.
For a reason. He's already had a couple 30-point performances. So love what he does. He's talented. He's committed to Lafayette. So, Alex Petrie will be must-see TV.
Sure.
They also have the Jasper kid who's very good. And then they also have a big man down low, who has some offers as well. I really like him.
Amir Bennett.
I love Amir. Yeah, I love Amir. Rounding out, not at the top like these other guys, Blessed Sacrament. They've got some size. I like Noah Dowdy. Also like Josh Chisholm, they'll have something to work with. Not probably the upper echelon as those others that we spoke about. Not that, loads of college talent.
Right.
But definitely have some good players and well coached. And then Stewart, they have Marvin Cannon coming back. I like him. They got Jordan Pointer. Cannon transferred from Holland Springs. He's a college player, left-handed, plays above the rim. So very talented group. And for the Cougars, collegiate, I'm extremely humbled to be there. The great thing for me, I took over for Alex Peavy. Alex Peavy, a great friend of mine, and the great thing, he didn't leave the cupboard bare for me. So I'm stepping into a situation where this team was well coached. They're fundamentally sound, and I just get to try to guide it in a different direction.
Right.
Again, Coach Peavy already laid the foundation and did a great job. They were a team who made the top 12 in the state tournament last year. So Iende Bud, Jack Wyatt, Evan Justice is a young man who's a Division I baseball player, committed to NC State next year, a lefty. Berkeley Gaho came off a state championship win as a defensive end, and he's every bit of a Division III basketball player if he wants to be. And the quarterback, T. Brewer and Grant Villanueva, they'll quarterback our ship. And then Colson Williams off the bench is a stud. He's got a chance to be pretty good. And a young player, Jackson Watkins, sophomore, big-time shooter. So excited to see what the Cougars can do. Off to a 3-0 start. We'll take it. We're just going to keep trying to get better.
But
that's a wrap-up of all the leagues. When we come back, our time's running out. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Again, don't touch that dial here on the Dale Harris Show, Fox Sports, WHAP 1340.
Wingtown, Cavalier Square, Hopewell. They feature hot wings, fish, shrimp, Philly steak, burgers, and fries. Wing flavors, mild, medium, hot lemon pepper, honey barbecue, teriyaki, garlic pepper, and sweet and sour. Dine in or take out. Call Wingtown today, 452-6111. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Wingtown, Cavalier Square, Hopewell.
And just want to welcome everybody back to Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP. This is the Del Air Show. This is the Big Dog, and you are here with Coach Andy Wade. And just keep in mind, guys, we did have a lot of teams that we were trying to hit today. So if you didn't hear us specifically mention you, keep in mind we are going to get to you in the near future.
Hey, we have love for everybody. We show love.
And so I'm just going to turn it back over to Coach now, and we're going to wrap it up and send you on your way.
Yeah, so I think we'll just talk about real quick, I guess our pick. You know, who do you think's gonna win it? Who do you think coming out of these leagues and you know a top team or what was a state championship run? Last year I went out on a limb and I thought the Chiefs were gonna do it. For me, I'm gonna go ahead and I think a state championship year for the John Marshall Justices. I think they're that talented. I think last year helped them. Even though they lost the young man Shepherd, who's at East Carolina, was a talented player. I look for the Justices to make that run. And then my other pick, I just think that backcourt of Monacan, I think they'll be right there. I don't want to say state championship yet, though. Yeah, I'm giving John Marshall state championship. I want to say that Monacan will be right there at their level. And obviously those two teams are in different conferences. So that's my early pick for some of the teams in there. And, again, we can't cover them all, but those are my early high school predictions, and we'll give more as the show goes on. Fellas?
Well, just going by my eye test, Coach, collegiate's my clear front line.
Oh, God. No, he did it. No, he
did it. Jinx.
This was his first show and his last, folks, all right? Welcome, Big Dog. Thank you, all right? Bye-bye, Big Dog. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Not to put too much pressure on there, Coach, in your first year. I do have high expectations for you guys, but if I am going to go with somebody else here, I'm like those Skyhawks at L.C. Byrd. As you mentioned, just deep, strong, hungry. They're experienced, well-coached. They've got everything that I think you need for the keys to success to be able to take it there. And, you know, Coach Manis is going to do a heck of a job. And they, like I said, they're if it's not collegiate, it's going to be L.C. Byrd, Coach.
D-Wade, what do you got?
I hate to be redundant. I was kind of leaning that way as well. I like the three guard camp. I think that you know, having three floor generals, as it were, to facilitate that offense is going to be a wealth of for that team. You know, knock on wood. I don't know if it's wood here, but knock on wood. If one guy happens to go down, you still have two guys to help carry that load. And I think that's an imperative to have in the game today. So if my pick now, I'm going with Kyle.
Yeah. Well, folks, there you have it. The first Del Harris show here covering high school basketball in the greater Richmond area. D. Wade, the Big Dog, signing off. Folks, thanks. Every Monday night we'll do this. You can listen to us live on the radio. Or, of course, you can catch the podcast on www.delharrisbasketballacademy.com. We'll have everything archived for you in case you miss the show. Or, of course, you can listen on the Internet as well. But we appreciate your support. Get out there. Go watch high school games. We're going to be at the Richmond Times-Dispatch Tournament tipping off this weekend.
Well, very excited about it. Go out there and support your local hoops.
Yes, go support local hoops on the girls and guys side. And next week we'll come back. We'll have some live interviews. You don't want to hear us talking all the time here. So we'll have some live interviews, player, coach. We're trying to round out and get some people on here now, but we're excited about it. Have a great week. Be safe. It's supposed to be cold, so bundle up outside. And we'll come back next week with some college picks, man. We'll have some Final Four picks, NBA picks, you know, just talk a little hoops, all right? So, folks, have a blessed week. Be safe out there. Thank you again for listening to The Del Harris Show.